Welcome back to Casino Hustle, hosted by K. By the way, please, if you can, download the Anchor app. Man, it's a great source to reach mass amounts of people. Listen, like I say, this is a great app. Now, like I was telling you on my last episode, when I said I would come back with the news to tell you guys about what went down and how I came back with this thing here. So let's get right to it, right? So I'm back. I know it took a while. I was getting to the cheese. You understand? I was getting to the money, man. Listen, I'm going to speed it up and I'm going to let you guys know. But you have to take advantage of this, because see, it don't matter where you at on this continent. United States, Africa, Jamaica, wherever you at on this continent, they got casinos, man. It's time to eat. You understand? If you able to go in there, you must up some money, you save your money. I'm gonna tell you what happened. Every casino got a malfunction in one of their games. So when I told you I had something special to tell y'all, is because something had happened inside a casino and I had figured it out. It was a malfunction inside a game, which was the blackjack game, right? So this particular blackjack game got a malfunction where it was like a delay, like when a dealer asks you, do you want to take insurance? And I was figuring, I say, man, if I can hold this thing and learn when to time it where I can save my money, what a dealer won't blackjack, that'll give me the more percentage go backs to me. Instead of the game being like the casino have like 1 or 2% on you, right? On blackjack when you know how to play properly. And I know how to play properly, so now I can even the odds now. I can even the odds where it's back in my favor. So this particular machine had a malfunction. That's why it took me so long to get back to the podcast. You understand? But I had to let this know, because I want this thing to be known to people around the world. Every casino got a malfunction. But they do state, if this machine got a malfunction, we would not pay the win or something like that. But if they never find out, you winning. You understand? So this blackjack machine has a malfunction on it where, like, if the dealer gonna ask you, do you want to take insurance? No one have an ace up, right? So it had this thing on there. I'm like, man, why this thing? If I can figure out when this dealer got blackjack, I know when to press this button to see if I can save my money. Because that's going to be my new hustle if I can do this, right? So sure enough, I took 30 minutes studying the game, seeing when a dealer got blackjack, like, because it's all video, so everybody got, they got the same reaction. Different dealers got different reactions from the other one, but it's still the same thing, because when you, everything is run by computer, so when you know the reaction that the dealer is going to give, you know, when she have blackjack, you can press yes, that you're taking the shit, so you're going to save your money. Or when she don't have it, you hit no, so you don't you still ain't gonna lose them. And now you got a chance to either surrender your money or play the hand out, especially if you got a good hand, right? So this machine, which is a blackjack machine, it had a long delay. It's not speeded up. It was slow. I'm like, what the hell? So I started betting $50 just to test it out. First, I bet at $20, but I'm not playing with my card because I want my free play to be sky high. So I'm betting $20 to see, can I figure it out? After studying it for like two to three hours, I was studying the machine. So when I did that, I figured out that it has like a 2 minute or 30 or 40 second delay, and you can still save your money. So this machine, do you want to take insurance? Because she have an ace up, right? And she asking you. So I said, oh shit. And I press yes at the right time, because I studied her movement and I saved my money. And I was so ecstatic. I was so ecstatic, man. I couldn't believe what I did. I said, man, I'm gonna try to run this money up. So I started betting 100 because I know how to do this now. Like, if she got blackjack, I could save my money. And then if she don't have it, now I got a option to either surrender or play the hand out according to my hand. If it's a good hand, I'm going to stay and play. Oh, my God. Listen, let me tell you. I'm located in Miami, Florida. Man, I'm whacking them. That's why it took me so long to come back to the podcast. Because I'm eating, because I have to tell this story. Because as soon as I get it, I have to let you guys know. And it's still going on. But I had to take time out to come let you guys know what was going on. So every casino across this continent, if it's one that you can attend, always look for a game because it might have a malfunction. You never know when it's going to be or what it's going to be. So in this particular thing, like I keep telling you guys, it was blackjack. Hey, and it still is. Oh, my God. Hey, I made at least $4,000 to $5,000 easily. And then I started, people was like, oh. And so I said, you know what? I made enough money. Let me stop gambling. And then I'd watch the heavy. I said, let me come in later on the weekend to see if I can catch some heavy hitters, the ones who betting like $400 and $500. So just like I thought, I came in late and I planned. I said, I'm gonna go in and see if I can catch somebody, because they not gonna know, because they didn't study the game. So I got a secret up on all of the patrons and everybody, even the people that shoot and gamble. They don't know, because how many times people on bet at $400 on blackjack, and then the dealer asks them, do you want to take insurance on a blackjack? And then they like, oh no, I'm not gonna take the dealer blackjack. They lost $400. But the thing that I picked up about this machine, all of them have a delay. So I hold the thing. So when I think that she got it, I press it, and boom, I save my $400. Or I save the patrons $400. So I came in I came in, and this guy, he was betting $400 and $300 a pop. This guy, I say, hey man, the dealer blackjacked him like 4 or 5 times. Now you do the math. 300 times 5 is $1,500. You on loss. Without even a fight, because you thinking that she don't got it. She blackjacked the whole money. Or $400. She blackjacked the whole money. You understand? Some people bet 500. 5 times and they'll lose all 5 times because that's $2,500. You throw it to the casino. So this guy, get back to the story. So this guy was gambling because I already don't make my money. So now I got to try to hustle some more off these people to make some more money. So this guy was gambling, and he on the same game, which they got him flooded in Miami, Florida. I'm quite sure they probably all across the world. So he's gambling, and the dealer asked him. He had like a 18 showing, and the dealer had an 8. So she asked everybody, do you want to take insurance? Yes or no? And she blackjacked him. Boom. Because he ain't take it. Then he got another hand. He did the same thing. The dealer blackjacked because he ain't take it. About 4 or 5 times, I got so, I said, I got to try to get to know this guy, which I know him, but I ain't never fool with him like that, because I be in there hustling on my thing. And I found out the secret, but I'm not going to give it to him. I'm hustling. They're like I say, in the casino, you can hustle and make money. So the guy, he's there. And I finally got his. I say, man, if I was you, man, I know something, man, where you can save this money. He said, yeah, right. So he didn't believe what I was telling him. So I had to get back into the game. And the same amount of money he bet it, I bet it. So I bet it like, $250, but he bet it like $300 or $400. And Lord and behold, the dealer had an ace showing. I said, watch this. I said, you just give him. Now I got a chance to talk to him now and show him, because he don't believe what I'm telling him. Right? Because I'm trying to, I'm trying to hustle, but I'm trying to show him, because you got to show a person first before you can start hustling and getting money off him. So I said, watch this, man. I ain't going to lose. You're going to lose your money. And you, by the grace of the Lord, you're going to be lucky. And the dealer had an ace showing. She asked, do you want to take insurance? Blackjack. I hold mines down. And the dealer had blackjack. I let mines go and I saved it. Boom. And he looked at me, man, how you did? I said, I told you, man. I was here like 15 minutes trying to tell you that I know something about this machine that I can save you all the money that you lose. You just lost $400. And I could have saved that. You could have still been shooting at it. All right. So if it happened again, I'm going to see if you know. 4 hands later, here it come. They showing he got a $400 bet. Man, the man got buku money. So I said, you mind if I touch your machine? Because you can't touch nobody's machine. You got to at least get the okay from him. So I asked him, you mind if I do it? He said, yeah. I said, if you lose, if I don't know what I'm doing, if you lose, I'm going to pay your whole bet back. Because I got money in my hand. I got money in my pocket to do that, right? He said, okay. He going to take the deal because he want to see. Man, I saved this money. This guy's eyes got so big and happy. Like I told you, he got so big and happy and everything. Oh, man. You know how much money? I said, I was trying to tell you this, sir. I was trying to tell you that I knew something about this machine. How you know? I said, I can't show you. All I can do is help you. I can't tell you. All I can do is help you. Because it takes hours and hours of learning this stuff for you to know this. Okay. Man, listen, I'm down $4,000. If you just can just sit here and help me with this, man, I swear I'm going to give you some. I say, well, you know, my time is delicate because I got to go. I say, could you give me $500 to make your word, you know, least righteous with me that you're going to give me? He gave me $500, right? And man, we went to where he got all his money back. I was saving him all type of money. He ended up getting his money back and winning like $500 over. But he still gave me $700 from sitting there with him for 3 hours. You understand? I got $700 plus he gave me $500 up top. Now you trying to tell me hustling in the casino don't pay? I'm trying to tell y'all, man, any casino you see, from wherever you at, get in there and start hustling. I always play with your card too. You understand? So now I got a fan for life. That's why it took me so long to get back to the podcast, baby. But what I'm trying to tell y'all is that hit me up. You can leave a message or something at the email that I got, whatever, on my site, whatever. Leave your comments. Let me know whenever you touch down in Florida or wherever you at. And I can, you know, you can hit me, you know, direct or indirect, whatever, however you want to do it. And I can, you know, show you some things, man. Okay? I'll tell you some things. All right. Until the next episode, K Hustle, Casino Hustle. Thank you for supporting the podcast.